Welcome to the Business Chop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up. Hello, Chop Squad. It's exciting to be with you again. And my guest today is April Moss. And of course, I'm excited about having her too. Her business is global. You'll learn later, but she has an office in Brickell, Florida. So she's in the Sunshine State. She's a COO and co-founder of DigiBuild, where she supports supply chain management, procurement of materials, and mental health with the company's software. DigiBuild is a construction software company that streamlines and removes approximately 30% of administrative burden and costs associated with procuring materials. So April is a 20-plus year executive building and running global sales teams for P&G, Starbucks, and $1 billion sales and marketing broker. Her last position with P&G was running NNA, or North American Operations, for their second largest customer team. Earlier on in her career, she worked at Construction Specification Institute, and was a realtor for one of the largest U.S. brokerage firms. We'll learn more about April on the other side of this message.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website, jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
April, welcome again to the Business Chop.
Thank you so much for having me. This is going to be a fun.
Okay, speaking about fun, one of the fun things I usually ask us to share something fun, and I don't like yours. It says work is play. You cheated.
It's so true. I feel like every day I'm going out in the play yard and playing with my friends and doing stuff. And, you gotta play hard, work hard, and somehow, you know, the two of those things sometimes get crossed, but I really enjoy what I do. I think I did a little stint where I had my own consulting firm and worked with direct to consumer companies. And although it was becoming very successful, I absolutely hated it because I was doing it by myself.
Oh, okay. No interaction.
No fun. No. Nobody to play with, no playmates.
Exactly. The sandbox is empty. I can't do anything in here with just all this sand.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody throws sand at or to build a sand.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. But our work should be fun. And if it's not, we need to find something else to do.
Absolutely. And it's a privilege to be able to enjoy what you do. A lot of people have to work to work and take care of their families and maybe do. I mean, we all do things we don't like. Let's admit it, you know, with our work. There's pieces of it where aren't as fun as others, but the accomplishments are, you know, really what drives it. So I'm very fortunate to have been able to do things I love.
Let's get right on into it and tell us more about DigiBuild software.
Yeah. So when you think about everything that goes into, I'll simplify it, building a house, right? Say you built your own home and it was custom made and you've got, you know, 50 different vendors coming in to sell you windows and doors and knobs and carpet and furniture and paint and all those things that go into a house, you can exponentially, you know, apply that to a building or a skyscraper or a hospital or, you know, some type of biotech company, whatever it is. You know, the building is one of the oldest industries in the globe, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have 150 people that come together and they have all these supplies and all these materials. And if you're a general contractor or owner who's running these projects and paying for that, one of the biggest issues they have is 70% of the overrun on budgets, as well as being behind on schedule, are all related to procurement. And so typically, if you were to go out and just, let's just say windows and doors, not the electrical, not the lights, not the flooring, all the things that go into it, you're just wanting to go out and find out, you know, the best prices, the materials, maybe some options of substituting materials because you have a customer that says, hey, I want something a little bit more sustainable, or it has to endure hurricane force winds or tornadoes, you know, so all these things that go into it. Typically what happens is the general contractor goes out and they'll look for suppliers, but they can only get to two, three suppliers per item when there's thousands of items that need to be purchased. So they'll go bid those things and then they'll find the best price. And sometimes it's about timing as well. Like electrical switch gears right now, I think it's 26 weeks out to order, and it's a, you know, they can't manufacture them enough. So it might be about, I don't care how much it costs, this project's going to get behind and cost me a lot more money than those switch gears. So I'll pay whatever if you can get them to me in 3 months versus 6 months. Mm-hmm. So supply chain is really tough and it's broken. And most people, they only look in their local area and they don't have time or money to start going outside the circle or to go global, unless it's just per chance, because they don't have an entire procurement team doing that. Well, our software allows you to go in, put in what you're looking for, and allows you to start local or look global at all the different materials that are available that you're looking for, and we can get you prices for those. Wow. And so, and then if there's something there that's not quite in your market or you want something different, we have an easy button where we'll actually go do that work for you and find additional resources. Like we had a customer recently that needs this particular type of Italian and it Italian grade, doesn't have to be from Italy, porcelain. And so where do you go to get that? Well, we're able to connect them, you know, from a manufacturer in India who sources from the exact, you know, quarry that they wanted. And it wasn't, you know, so right now they look at also like slave labor. That's a big thing that's becoming an issue.
Yeah.
So we're trying to identify, you know, so there's different things to do it, but we can do all that for our customers. And it's almost like instantaneously. So they can go get 15 bids versus 2 to 3 bids.
Mm-hmm.
The other cool thing is that if you have suppliers you have relationships with, we invite them to join our platform for free. Suppliers and the manufacturers, we love them. Get on our platform. If there's people in your area looking, you get the opportunity to bid on these other projects that maybe you didn't have exposure to or relationships with, right? And so that's an opportunity for suppliers. And then what I really love is within our supplier database, which is, I think we now probably have the largest global supplier database out there and the largest sustainable database.
Awesome.
We identify minority-owned companies, women-owned companies, and veteran-owned companies. Mm. So that if you've got a government contract and you need to hit certain requirements by the government, we can get all that through our suppliers. So it benefits us because we get their business. It benefits the minorities because they're getting an opportunity they've never been able to, you know, jump into. And a lot of times those minority companies are smaller companies that they never get asked to join a larger, you know, project. So, and I'll tell you my personal story, why that means so much about that, but that's kind of how we operate, is to be able to bring all different types of worlds together under one platform where everybody's benefiting in this ecosystem. So that's kind of DigiBuild.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. So what motivated you to co-found DigiBuild, and how does your past experience in sales and operations contribute to your COO role?
Yeah. So at Procter & Gamble, I probably wasn't your typical, what they called proctoids, they called us. Or at least our competition did, because we all had these same scripts. And I mean, the best training in the world, amazing company to work for. I have nothing but great things to say. I would not be where I'm at today without them. They really formed me early on. The women who influenced me early on, the global leaders there, just how they thought. In fact, I've modeled a few of my companies after some of the things that they've taught me. So I love it. But I was kind of a little bit of a, you know, outlier, because I didn't have all the degrees from Harvard and all the top 10 schools that they recruited from. I kind of slipped under the radar with that. But I always had a love for business. My aunt, who influenced me, she was the first butcher female butcher in Michigan. She had her own little country store. Okay. And she would give me her green bar paper. You know, if anyone knows green bar, if you don't, look it up. But this big paper, and it was just all this inventory stuff. And I would take that home and I'd create my own store and my own restaurant. And I had the best mud burgers in the world. And I would sit there and pretend like I was running my own business. And she just really influenced me that way. And so that was one of the, and then all of my family, almost all my relatives and really influenced me into business because they all had small businesses. And, so that's really cool, that piece. And then, you know, I've had, my grandmother was a huge influence on me. She got married when she was very young. She had lots of children, but she was the type of person that at, I think it was 65, she went back and got her high school diploma. She even took, auto mechanics. Because she wanted to make sure that her son, who ran an auto mechanic store, was making sure that he was doing what's right by his customers. So a lot of women have come around me, but the story when it relates back to DigiBuild and construction is my dad was a subcontractor and sometimes he'd contract his own work and we were really poor. We had a house that he took a barn and converted it into a home. And I remember in the wintertime, just because, you know, there's very little work in the wintertime. Sometimes you get jobs, sometimes you wouldn't. He would do a lot of upholstery work or just odds and ends in the wintertime. And we would all sleep in the kitchen and close off the rest of the house because it was the only place that had heat.
Yeah.
You don't remember it. You know, it's fun. We got to go play in cold rooms and have the run of the mill of the house in the cold. And, you know, so you don't look at those as bad times or hard times, but your parents, you know, they protect you from that. My mom did and my dad, but my dad really struggled. He was good at what he did, but he was a terrible businessman. And then he would get taken advantage of, which is typical within this industry. And still today, nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. And what happens is they feel bad. They can't provide for their family. They get into a drink culture. Now it's a drug culture. And most people don't know this, but the construction industry has the third largest suicides.
Oh, wow.
The reason for that is because it's men and they don't talk about it. And my dad actually took his own life. So for me, it's... get all emotional. It's probably because I'm a little sick, but I'm very passionate about it. It's always front of mind for me. It doesn't matter. Anytime I talk about it, I get choked up because the implications of that, it's not like, okay, my father died and it's done and we move on. No, my entire life, I've been without my father.
Yes.
All that influence and all my siblings with that. And so the repercussions and the challenges in my life and the mental challenges and the things I've gone through are very different from anybody else, right? Because you've lost a father, a core key. And even though I had a stepfather and he provided, he still didn't have that,
you had that bond.
Yeah, he didn't have that. It wasn't there, right? He'd never had children and all of a sudden he had a crew of them. And so it was like, you know, so those are the things why this industry, I feel like we're doing something with DigiBuild and helping the industry and the small guys, as large guys, anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's a win-win because we usually save people anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20% on the materials. That's and great. We take 2 to 3% of it. It is an absolute win-win. It doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are, we're it to help everybody. And so that's what's exciting for me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll pause there, but I guess the last thing I'd say is, all of this in working the last 5 years with Rob Salvador, who's the CEO of DigiBuild, he actually worked for me at Procter & Gamble and, you know, one day came back and said, hey, why don't you come work for me? Because he knew my nickname at P&G was Bulldog. And if there was something that needed to be done or a team that needed to be created or something hard, they'd say, give it to April, you know, go give it to April. Mm-hmm. So I've always loved new business. And so the appeal to be a startup company has just always been in my bones, right? To start a business and a lot tougher than I expected, but what an amazing way to grow and pivot in a career from large, huge, you know, CPG retail companies and then start off from the ground up with venture capital backed industry. Just what a privilege to be able to do that and to serve a community that is so underserved right now.
Yes, absolutely. I like that servant leader in you. Thanks for sharing a story about your dad. I'm very sorry to hear that. You mentioned mental health in your bio. So how does DigiBuild address mental health within the construction industry?
Yep. So just helping people get the materials, get paid on time, making sure these projects aren't behind. That helps the flow, the workflows of all that in construction. So it just takes that pressure off. It gives exposure to, like, my dad, if he had had an opportunity to be on a platform and provide a service to people and get exposure to more projects. I mean, what a win that would have been for him, you know, to be able to have those resources come in versus him pounding down the door and it's word of mouth and, you know, so-and-so gave it to their best friends versus actually looking at the product of what my dad could deliver. Right.
Right. So,
and then the second thing I've done, I've created a nonprofit. It's called Construction Technology Institute. Mm-hmm. And I've just started that 6 months ago. And what I'm hoping to do is we'll tie into DigiProcure, but we're out there building workflow applications for the mid-size to large construction companies that help them run their business more efficiently, more effectively, make sure they get paid on time. So it's almost a 360 degree. We're going to help you get set up. We'll teach you how to run your business. We'll create applications that are your applications. You don't need to go buy, you know, 1500 subscriptions to do X. We'll make it for you, and we'll do it for under $5,000, this entire workflow thing, and we'll give it to you. If you want us to maintain it, great. If you feel like you can maintain it, great. We don't care. It's your product. And then the other pieces, we can come improve it later if you want. We can do integrations for you into some other platforms. Like, of course, we're integrating it into DigiProcure because we want them to use our procurement system to do that. Yeah. So it's just a way to really help all these small businesses. And then my real passion is I'm looking for companies. There was one in London I really liked that actually help mental health in construction. And there was only two companies out there and none of them exist. There's local companies that help with construction, but it's kind of, you know, there's so much mental health needs today that you know, there's specific reasons why different groups or industries have mental health challenges, right? And it could be because of work and they don't get paid and they're trying, you know, like what my dad went through. And then there's other things of, well, of pressure and everything over here, but there's other reasons in other industries. So I'm trying to identify who would be a great partner. And this company out of London, they actually use animals, like most people, dogs and pets, to actually help people through that process. And for construction, that seems just like a natural fit. You know, you got your dog jumping in the back of your truck with you to head off your product. It's not like they're going to have their kitty cat jump into their truck with them and go to a problem.
Yep, I love it.
So anyway, we're just looking at that right now. And I hope within the next 6 to 8 months, we'll figure that out.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. Well, considering your extensive experience, how does DigiBuild differentiate itself from other construction software solutions in terms of efficiency and cost reduction?
There's nobody out there right now doing what we're doing. Some of them like attach a little piece to it where they'll go out and they'll do some of that, but it's not as extensive. They don't have the database. That is solely what we're focused on. Okay. We originally started where we wanted to be a project management platform. We were doing payments. We're doing all these other things. And then we had back in 2019, we partnered with IBM because we're building our software on blockchain to drive that transparency to say, yes, I gave you this, you know, quote at this time, and this is the truth. And so it kind of, it's like a little truth tell timeline thing we have going. But nobody's really doing that. And we decided after we did this summit with IBM and brought in some of the top leaders within construction, small, medium size subcontractors to get their feedback coming out of there, the number one issue was supply chain management and procurement being top of mind. So that was October 2019. And then in January, February of 2020, COVID hit us bad. We identified what it was and the entire industry shut down. And so we pivoted at that time and started putting, we were fortunate to have raised some money and we pivoted and started putting all of our time and energy into retooling, starting over and trying to build out this procurement tool. And there's still things we're working on with it. It's a ever growing thing because every industry has different things they need. But what's cool is we now have it modularized where you can just go on and find new suppliers and utilize our supplier database and we'll charge you X, or you can do all the ordering online and we track it all the way to the job site for them. Wow. They'll see updates 24/7 in the system. They can get in. Owners who put the money for these big developers love it because they don't want to get into the nitty gritty, but what they want to know is my project running on time? And where's the evidence of that? Mm. And they can get in there and look and say, oh, okay, well, it's on the slow boat from China, right?
right.
3 months, whatever it is, right? And so, and we have a back-end team of construction managers who've worked in every field in construction that if they see something going wonky, like, hey, that doesn't seem like it's true. They said it was on the truck a week ago. They'll give them a call and they'll start tracking it down. So we become an extension of people's procurement team. And in fact, we've got a couple big customers we're working with right now that they actually want us to be an extension of their procurement team. Okay. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So in what ways does DigiBuild leverage technologies such as AI or your automation to improve your workflows and decision-making?
Yep. So we're using that. We're building it in so that somebody wants to, earlier I'd given an example of someone wants to substitute a particular product for a sustainable product, right? Or they have specific regulations in a certain area about what they can, where they can source their materials from. We can use AI to go out there and search and understand where, you know, those materials might come from, what they're made of. So we can use that for that. Also, the automation of just connecting different industries together within the platform as well. So say, is there, gosh, can't think of a particular thing, but say there's a need for one project needs something that another project needs, right? We can ask AI to start identifying for us and creating and put it in the software to be able to create and understand where there's crossover of people who might need the same thing. And then what that does, it allows us to go negotiate with our supplier, a bigger, yeah, join us, come on board. But really, we've got quite a few of these suppliers or projects that need this particular thing, right? And so that helps with that. Even it just in the design of how you design your product, you know, we can use AI to help do that. In fact, I just met a company yesterday who is using AI to design. They design all the UI, UX. So everything in the front end that you see, that you and I see when we go into an application, it makes it user friendly. Okay. You can tie in AI with that as well to say, hey, go develop me the code to create this front end X, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So those are things that we're looking at as well. And it's changing every day. They're learning models. So you've got to be able to, it's got to be trained. So it's not like an automatic thing. It takes time to do that. And they've got to see repeat business and repeat stuff for it to happen.
How do you see the future of procurement and supply chain management evolving in the construction industry? And what role do you envision DigiPlay playing in that evolution? DigiBuild?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I know there's a lot of people that I think suppliers are going to have to do a lot more partnering with companies like DigiBuild, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're hesitant to because they're like, well, you're bidding me against somebody else, and every day that's a lose-lose. Mm-hmm. So I think what it'll do, it'll bring down costs eventually. And if you're not doing it and you don't jump on board, you're going to be out of business. Wow. Because there is not enough people in construction. Labor is one of the biggest issues they're having. Just like healthcare, there's not enough nurses, doctors anymore. Mm-hmm. So you have to start thinking out of the box of how you can save money and get to the best materials and the best pricing. And because sourcing is becoming a big issue, sustainability is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Even these suppliers, one supplier can't negotiate and do all those types of things. So I see a deeper partnership among the people involved in supply chain and sustainability. And then I think when I think of my days at Procter & Gamble with my last, the customer team that I worked with, we were doing blind receiving. And blind receiving is this stuff comes in to the back end of your store, and versus you sitting there and counting the inventory, we've gotten so good at doing supply chain management that it's 1-2% loss. And that 1-2% loss we give you in damages. So just accept the product, even if it's not perfect, mm-hmm. right? And accept that. And we're going to give you back more money to do that, to drive efficiency.
Wow.
And right now in this industry, very few use barcodes to track. Everybody's checking everything, you know, so eventually you're going to, like, life sciences are probably the the biggest industry that's ahead of that a little bit, just because they're so regulated, they don't have a choice. But to be able to, you know, track a barcode from, you know, China or anywhere else all the way to the US, and to be able to do that efficiently, like every other industry in the world, that's where construction has to go to survive.
Okay, awesome. April, how can we get in touch with you and to learn more, or, you know, to work with you with DigiBuild?
Yeah, just love to connect on LinkedIn. So if you put in April Moss at DigiBuild, or you can just send me an email, april@digibuild.com. We'd love to get on a call and talk to your audience about anything there. And then if you're a smaller construction company, and it's kind of been organic because we're just not, it's like, it's beyond construction with some of the stuff we're doing under Construction Technology Institute. We're creating applications now for smaller companies that aren't even in construction. They might be infrastructure, doing some really fun stuff. But we're developing software for them. We're applications for them. We're helping them with their businesses. And so you can reach out to me at april@digibuild, the same place, and just say you're interested in that, or april@constructiontechinstitute.org.
Okay. And we'll make sure to have those addresses.
Yeah, you bet.
Make sure you get those in our show notes. What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs or individuals looking to make a difference in the construction technology sector based on your journey with DigiBuild?
Yeah, I would say that you must embrace technology. This industry is still lagging. That's scary. Find someone that can teach you this stuff. Take those 10, 15 minutes a day to learn about the technologies that are out there. But if you embrace them, it's almost like the superpower now is AI, right? Because AI can do so much for you. Don't be afraid of it. I'm on my journey with this AI technology and stuff. I mean, I'm working with several different types of industries and companies, you know, with that. Don't be afraid of it and just embrace it, because if you don't, you will be out of business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's great advice. And I'm gung-ho, you know, technology all the way. Chop Squad, make sure you tune in and get in touch with DigiBuild, April, and her team, to see how they can help you in your construction business, whatever, you know, role or position that you play in there. And stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Business Chop. It is my hope that you were able to glean usable information from today's episode, and that you will download and share this podcast. Be sure to plug into our guests. Go through their website and social media channels to see how they can help you further through their products and services, as well as plug into our website, alltogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.